Good evening. This is Coach Papo with your Steel City Blitz Fantasy Football Outlook. We're now in the cold of winter, but things are heating up in the fantasy football playoffs. With injuries mounting and many star players disappointing, making those tough lineup decisions could be the difference between a win or a loss. For many of you, Week 16 is your championship game, and if you've made it this far, you need to be on your game. The Steelers were on their game this week, outlasting the Falcons 27-20. I hope that some of those Pittsburgh players helped you steal a victory in your fantasy playoff game. Ben Roethlisberger completed 27 of 35 passes for 360 yards. Although his yardage was high, the towering tosser failed to throw a TD pass for only the second time this season. Big Ben faces a staunch Chiefs pass defense next week, allowing a meager 199.2 yards per game, second best in the NFL. While I don't think Roethlisberger will throw a dud, I would recommend looking elsewhere to secure your fantasy win. I see Ben as a QB2 this week and would sit him for a better option. It's a tale of two cities in Kansas City, with their pass defense being one of the best and their run defense being one of the worst, allowing over 132 yards a game, good enough for fifth worst in the league. Le'Veon Bell should have his way with the Chiefs D. Coming off one of his lowest rushing totals of the season, 47 yards on 20 carries, the Steelers stud powered his way to two rushing TDs. He accented the aerial assault with 5 receptions for 72 yards. Bell can blast a defense with yardage through the ground or air, with touchdowns or receptions. There's just no way to contain him. Put him at the forefront of your fantasy lineup, a top 5 running back. Antonio Brown remained an integral part of the Steelers' offense, leading the team with 123 yards receiving. Tony continued his torrent tear with a perfect 10 receptions on 10 targets. Even though the Chiefs' D is stingy versus the pass, I wouldn't whiff on Brown. He's a solid wide receiver one. Martavis Bryant did not amaze, catching only 3 receptions for 31 yards. His teammate Marcus Wheaton outdid him this week, catching 5 passes for 66 yards. While these young receivers have upside, I wouldn't trust them unless you're in a deeper league or have a thin bench. I consider both of them deep flex plays at best. Heath Miller had a solid outing, catching 4 passes for 68 yards. The Chiefs' D has been lights out against tight ends as of late, allowing 5 catches for 43 yards over the past 3 games combined. Hulking Heath has the occasional knack for showing up in tough fantasy matchups, but with a potential fantasy championship on the line, I'd look for better options. With tempered expectations, he's a borderline tight end one this week. The Steelers' DST allowed 20 points and had no sacks versus the Falcons. Blitzberg did come up with a big play, a 52-yard pick six by William Gay that saved the day. While I don't foresee many turnovers against the careful Chiefs, I do believe this game could be low scoring. I like Pittsburgh as a top 10 DST this week. Thank you for listening to the Steel City Blitz Fantasy Football Outlook. You can follow me on Twitter at Coach Papo. That's at CoachPapo. Tweet me any of your fantasy football questions you may have. I'd be happy to answer them. Until next week, may your towels be terrible, may your blood run black and gold, and may your fantasy team become a fantasy dream.